We are on Hayamid Beis. Baruch Hashem, we are making progress in the Masechtas Kedushin. We are in Hayamid Beis. We are at Tana Rabbanan, right across from Tosfos Ha Nasan Hu Vamrihi. I would say a line down. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzed B'Kesef. How does Kedusha Kesef work? I mean, it's going to give you a certain halachas of Kedusha Kesef. Nasan Lo Kesef or Shava Kesef. He gives the woman Kesef or Shava Kesef. B'Yamarlan, he says to her, Ha'at Mekadeshesli. You're Mekadeshesli, or Ha'at Musaretesli. Erisin is also a Lashon Kedushin. Hari At Lila Intu, or you are my wife. Harizu Mekadeshes. Those three languages, we're going to be talking about a lot of different languages that have different interpretations. And Kedushin needs clarity. So we're saying these three languages, there'll be more, but these three languages are clearly intended on Kedushin in a woman. It's either Kedushin, Erisin, or be my wife. Harizu Mekadeshes. Again, there have to be Adam there. The Adam have to know there's a Maisa Kedushin. And the woman has to agree. And the man has to do the Kedushin. And the woman has to accept the Kedushin. And he has to say the right language that tells us he's doing Kedushin.
Don't they know by seeing
it? Oh, it can be a present.
He says it's her.
Right. That's how they know. Avil. He should not snub Amrihi. What if she gave him the money? And she said, Hareini Mukadesh is luck. Hareini Mukadesh is luck. Hareini Mures is luck. Hareini luck into. That luck is Eini Mukadesh. So the Mishnah gave you bookends. When he gives and he says, when she gives and she says. There's a case in the middle when he gives and she says. Which would diminish this bride, I'm sorry, this bride did not discuss. The brides have discussed him giving and him saying, in contrast to her giving and her saying. Mara, Taima, the reason we say it works in the beginning, the Nasan Huvamer, who he did both. Ha Nasan Huvamer, he. But if he would have given and she would have said, the inference is Eidim Kadeshus. Because the first case of the brides had him doing both. Mashma, if he only gave and she talked, wouldn't work. Eidim Seifa. Let's look at the Sefer. Amrahi, Abahi Shanastalaiva Amrahi, she gave and she said, is that I have a Kedushin? Time of the Nastahiv Amrahi. The inference is because she did both. Ha, Nastan Huv Amrahi. What if it would have been that he gave and she said, have a Kedushin? The inference of the Sefer is that would work. So, Reisha, it's a contradiction. And for the Gemara, Reisha Davka, Sefer Kedinasva. The Reisha is Davka, and the Sefer is there for no reason. Meaning, go with the Reisha, and ignore the Sefer. Frech the Gemara Matanis, Kedina, so for no reason it's there. Frech the Gemara, I don't know how Archko translates Kedina, so.
I would tell you, my kids, I can't pronounce it, Inekukuli. I can't see it.
Unequivocally. Again, I have no idea what this guy's doing with this. I think is he saying the word unequivocally? I just don't know how it fits in here. I thought unequivocally means,
Incidentally.
That's not unequivocally.
The other way, then. The first word unequivocally.
Right. Right. The race is unequivocally. That makes sense. And the safe is incidentally. Frank Gemara, Matani Sefer, most of the Sfasra Lala Reisha. Would you write an incidental thing that contradicts the Reisha? It's still contradictory. The inference is contradictory. It's nice to say incidental things, but you don't say something that contradicts what you just said. Dr. Gemara, Hachikamala. This is what the Reisha means. Nothing of Amr Hub Shita Dava Kedushin. If he does both, it's a sure Kedushin. Nothing of Amr Hi. Nasa Kamisha Nasnahiva Amrahi. Dick is, if she would say it, it's like she did the whole thing, but I have a Kedushin. What we're saying is like an added, the inference is, if he does it, gives, and she says, it's as if she did the whole thing and it's not Kedushin. So we're adding a piece, so to speak. If he does everything, it's a Kedushin. If he's missing one part, it's like he did nothing, and it's not a kedusha. So the sefer is the like he did nothing. That's what it's there for. Rashi, Zokta Rashi, Hariat Mukadesh Asli, Oy Hariat Muras Asli. The Tana sefer knows the fast of the Resha. Would we say in the sefer something that's contradictory to the Resha? Bitmia, question mark. Whenever we say it's there incidentally, I like the word. It's something that's not necessary that we say anyway, for no reason. I'm a savior, the sastral oration. But to say something that leaves a contradictory inference, by Tani Tana, we don't do that. That's my holy cover. Sefer is saying as follows. I'm a shinami mashamarnu. If he makes any change, what we said at the beginning, Kigan, what would be a change? Shinasan hu v'amrihi. That instead of him doing both, saying and giving, he gave and she said, Nasa kilu nasna hi v'amrihi. It turns into that she did everything. V'einim b'kadeshes, why? The be'inon ki yikach ish. We need that the man should take. Rashi is telling us that when the woman says, he gives her the money, he's buying her, he's acquiring her. But she says, Hareini Mukadesh Islach, that's like it's lacking in his taking. The Chazanish is Masber, that Rashi holds like the Ran and the Dharm. The way Kedushin works is the woman lets herself be taken. He has to take her, and all she does is allows herself to be picked up, to be taken. She does not have an active part in the kinyan. Let me try to explain. When I buy a table from you, I buy and you sell. We're both involved in the transaction. I am acquiring and you are giving. That's how transactions work. So you would assume kedushin is the same thing. I am acquiring the woman and she is giving herself to me. The halacha is no. She cannot be involved in this transaction. Ki yikach ish means he takes her and she has no involvement. But she has to agree. She agrees to let herself be taken. She doesn't give herself to him. She allows herself to be taken to him. And do me a favor, if you have a Masada Kedushin, please don't explain that to the woman under the chuppah. Not worth it. But that's what happens according to the Ranim Kedushin. And that's what Rashi's saying. If she says, Hareini Mekudesh Eslach, she's saying, I am giving myself to you. That's not how Kedushin works. Kedushin works, she says, I agree to Kedushin, which means she agrees to let herself be taken by the man. Which is a big chiddush. And I'll point out the chiddush, not that I have an answer. Because we're learning our kesef from kicha kicha. It's like a transaction. We learn how the kesef works from field. By field, somebody gives and somebody takes. It's not like the guy says, I let you take my field. He gives the field. But by kedushin, since the Torah stresses ki yikach ish, so the Torah wants the woman out of any of the act of the transaction. He does the whole 100%, which means she allows herself to be taken by a man. That's the way the Chazanish translates this Rashi. Because, again, let me just explain. Because the problem is, what's wrong if she says he's giving the money? He's acquiring her. So what if she says, Hareini Mukadesh Eslach? What's wrong with that? She's not doing the transaction. He's doing the transaction. And therefore, in a sale, the seller takes an active role. So Rashi's stressing, it's not yikach. Why not? But I buy a field that's yikach, even though the seller takes an active role. So Rashi's stressing ki yikach ish, that the Torah wants no active role for the woman. And by saying, Hareini Mekudesh Eslach, she is actively involved. We want her to be passive and let herself be taken. Again, this is the way the Chazanish explains Rashi, according to the Ran and the Dharm, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, famous Ran and the Dharm and how Kedusha works. Yes.
That was the brush that we had.
I don't know what you meant to say about
that. All this whole thing here is, though. The bottom line is that she would say, with this money, you are taking me. She didn't say I ran cash, but she did say, with this money, you're taking me. That'd be okay, correct?
No.
And she would have said, this money you are
no, taking. No, I'll tell you why, no.
No.
I'll tell you why, but I think I want to do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then I'll come back to you. Actually, the Gemara is saying it doesn't work. He has to do the Amira, not her. Excuse me, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. It doesn't happen. Not by a frum marriage. It's not a Kedushin if she does the talking. What happens if he doesn't give her a ring? It's not necessary. I've never heard a girl say anything under the kuppah.
No, it's not necessary. How do you
regret
back?
Yeah, why would you
know? Yeah, she gives the ring back as a present. And make everybody nervous, that's for sure. Had a lot of nerves under that couple.
I never heard a lady talk.
They never say a word.
Yeah.
But they talk a lot of times, but they don't talk there. I'm not saying anything bad. I said they talk. They don't talk under the couple. By the way, the Chassam says very little under the chuppah. He says, "Harei at mekadeshesli b'tabazu das meishvicho." 9 words, and then he keeps quiet the rest of the time. What happens is they do ask the chuppah, "Is the ring yours?" And he says, "Yes." So that's a 10th word he says under the chuppah. Some rabbanim will ask him, "How did you get it? How did it become yours?" And I'll have to answer that. That's more words. And some rabbanim will ask the kala, "Do you realize that this is worth a shava pruta?" And she either will say yes or shake her head yes. And that would be the only words that she says. The reason we do that is because, again, we have a real worry. It's built in. Why don't we mekadesh with a ring with a stone? Because we have a worry that the woman thinks it's worth X and it's not worth that much. Therefore, it makes the Kedushin in question because she was only willing to be Mekudeshes for a ring that in her mind was worth X. So therefore, we say use a plain ring so nobody sits there and evaluates how much it's worth. But some Rabbanim have the extra Kpeda. You tell the woman, this is worth a pruta, meaning don't think of anything more than a pruta. Don't, in your mind, think it's $100. Forget about it. Think it's worth a pruta. And that's why they say to the woman, "You know, this is a shava pruta," and she will shake her head yes or say yes. That's it. If she wants to ask what's a pruta, she can do that. I never heard a woman ask under the kedushin what's a pruta. Some people say it only to the Edom, and some also say it to the woman. Yeah, is this worth a pruta? They shake their head yes. It makes them feel important. Yes.
Why is no catching?
I have no idea. I think it's part of that. I think so. Okay, I'd like...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is this a... The man says to him, is that because that's their home?
No, that's because the terrorist says so.
That's
about Zeret. We deal with Zeret HaKas. Zakti Gemara Vait, I didn't finish the Rashi. Nothing who, Dami Lichi Yikarish. Amrehi, Dami Lissikach Ishaliish. She is giving herself to him. Zakti Gemara Vait. Vibayisema. Nothing who v'amr hu k'mukadashas. He does it all to k'mukadashas. Nastihi v'amrihi ain't k'mukadashas. Nothing who v'amrihi smekihi. V'chayshinan midrabanan. Drabanan were machmer. Meaning, really, the way Rashi learns, machlekes v'shaynim, some are not clear as the word midrabanan. They say the Chashinan, it's a suffix kedusha deraisa. Because the deraisa, you need him to say or not, is a suffix kedusha. But Rashi learns, the deraisa, it's not a kedusha. But the Mishnah left it out, because in that case, rabbinically, we would require a get. Now, the point I wanted to make before that answers Avraham's question, is you see from this Gemara, that the saying is part of what's necessary. It's not enough to give. He has to also be the one that says he's acquiring her. By her saying, I am being acquired by you, even though the Edom hear a Kedushin, and she says she's willing for Kedushin, and he says they're willing for Kedushin, she's having a part in the establishment of this Kedushin, and that's excluded from Ki Yikach Ish. The second Teretz only says, rabbinically we're concerned. Because Avram Cohen was asking a Gevaldik Akasha. He was saying, why do I care that she says, if he's giving the money, and she says, I'm letting myself be taken, what's wrong? The answer is, you see from here, and this is the Achreinim deal with at length, that the statement that a Kedushin is happening is part of what he has to do. Because if not, she's involved. And it's a good kasha why that is true. Because Pashtas, it's just telling us what he did. She didn't do anything. But you see from here that Amira makes a difference. Yes. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, let me just say Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chashina B'drabanon, what difference does it make? Shabbat of the kitchen, she can get Mishnayim. Somebody else would come and marry her now, she would need to get from both of them. Shema Lahaya shall reach a Kedushin, the Chol Kedushin Shady. Because maybe it wasn't the Kedushin, she's married to the second one. A Shema shall reach a Kedushin, Malaysia Shady. The Rabbanon says, treat it as a suffer Kedushin.
What are the two answers?
First answer saying it's zero. And it's there incidentally. What? The Gemara didn't like your contradiction. So the Gemara added, if he doesn't do the whole thing, it's like he did nothing. The Gemara added that piece. And the second answer is saying, no, it is a problem if he does that, the scene that she does the Amira. Because rabbinically, it creates a problem.
Now, before we do this Gemara, we had this
right. There it said, "Beloiki sikach," and Rashi said,
right.
Rashi over there said, I'm trying to find it.
The one that said,
"After the argument of the day,
right.
She gave him the money, and she said, there he did both."
Right. What did you say? I'm giving you the money, and...
His Kadeshli. You become a Kadeshus to me. She wants to wear the pants in the family.
Now, so my question is, but why in Argamor here, we're only doing a one-sided thing, that he gives, and she talks.
Right.
It would be the same thing if she gave and he talked, right?
I'm trying to forget what your question is.
Because in cases that we have that are past, when he's always doing the giving, and she said, with this, I'm going to be taken.
Right, so the Mepharshim answered your question. Why doesn't the Gemara discuss the fourth case?
Right.
When she gives and he talks.
Right.
So the Rishonim say that the Gemara understood right away is an impossible thing. Because the ikkar of the transaction is the giving. We learned out that it doesn't work.
Right,
so everybody understands that the anchor of the transaction is the giving. She gives them the money and he says, Hariat Mukadeshusli. Yeah, it's a difficult case because how can you be Kaddisher when she gives him the money? Did the Mepharshim say that?
The Hana, maybe?
That's a different story to Gemara. We got that later. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved later, Gemara.
The one we had before, that case seems like it's...
Double
question. Yeah.
Right. Marriage is he marries her, not she marries him.
I'm asking him, why are you asking this now? You should have asked it before.
I'm trying
to figure out what's bothering you.
He should have asked this question.
I don't care what he should have done. What's bothering you?
No, meaning what did he say? She did all the talking in that case.
She gave the money in that case.
And she also talked.
Right.
What did she say?
I said it's Scottishly, Rashi said.
And now, Rebarb's asking now,
in the case where you said, where he gave, where she gives, and he talks from the same. That's what you said.
He's asking, what's the fourth case?
But even in that case there, what did he, what did she say?
Rashi said, he said it's Kaddish Lee.
It doesn't make any sense. It's Kaddish Lee.
I'm marrying you. Instead of you marrying me, I'm the boss. I am acquiring you. Tysus over there has a problem. Because the word Kedusha means he bans her from marrying anybody else like Hegdish. She never bans him from marrying anybody else. So how could he say his Scottish Lee? Since when is a man asked her to marry a second wife? So Tysus learns over there that it's nothing who Huvam Rehi. But that's not it.
Was this Kashim or Bottom? They both made a guess?
Yes.
Who's allowed to remarry her?
The second one, not the first one.
Is it the second husband or the second one who gives the get?
Second one who gives the kedusha.
It could be the first husband.
He's machzik u'shasai.
The first one can't be machzik because she might have been married to the second.
Right. It might have been married to the first. Right. Then it looks like machzik u'shasai.
Wouldn't make a difference who gave the get.
A good point you're making, I don't know. Theoretical, because the Gemara doesn't get involved. Dr. Kabbalah Vait. Amr Shmuel. The Kedushin, Nasal or Kesef, Veshava Kesef. If a guy gives a woman either money or something worth money, V'yamala. Hariat Mekudeshes, Harat Murulesses, Hariat Intu. Harizum Mekudeshes. Now, the Gemara is going to zero in that he didn't say the word Li. Notice Shmuel, Hariat Mukadeshes, Hariat Mureses, Hariat Intu. But that's going to be later on. At this point, we're listening to Shmuel. Hareini Ishech, I am becoming your husband. Hareini Baalech, Hareini Aruseich, Enkam Beis Mechush. That's not Kedushin. Kedushin is, I am taking you. Not that I am becoming your husband. Right? I am becoming your husband is like saying, I now am giving myself to you. No, I am taking you. Wife, which means Erison, right? We had that before, too, because you could have asked me that before. I don't know why you didn't ask before. Why'd you wait? It says, Hariat Lila Intu, about 10 lines earlier, and you didn't ask me then. And I heard from somebody that if you could have asked the question before, why'd you wait till later?
So when he said this,
Sheila,
she's a praying,
she's true, Mom? Mr. Rice, yes, Mr.
Everything that Averson, so that the Suin has, Kedushin has, is there anything that's not? Meaning, when you say you're my wife, she thinks, oh, fantastic, I am your wife completely.
Again, you're not, no Kedushin does Nesuin. Except Bia or maybe Chuppah. Kesef and Shtar do Kedushin and Kedushin only. I don't care what he says.
What does Intu mean?
My wife. It means Erison here. Zakti Gemara Vait. Lechem Beg Erison. Nasan Lover Lahat Mushalechas. You are sent away from me. Harat Megureshes. Harat Mutaris Lekalatam. Harat Megureshes. Eini Yisheich. What if he tells her and gives it again, I am no longer your husband? Any bailech, any arusech, any kambeis mechush. Because he's not sending her out, he's sending himself out. You don't do that by gerush. Rashi? Bekedushin nasan law, mishin to kabay lememer sefer begerushin nasan law, nukit kihai lishna, bekedushin nasan. Meaning, the point here is, I'm not sure what Rashi is coming to say here. Meaning we want to say by the case of Gerushin that he gave her the get and said the wrong words. So we're saying the same thing by Kedushin. I'm not sure what Rashi is trying to say. Hariat Mokadash is like a sin and lead. Enkan beis mechush. Enkan afil a suffix Kedushin. Not even a suffix. Deki yikach siv aloy she yikach atzmalah. He has to take her, not take himself to her. With the Gerushin enkan beis mechush, afil a paitz lakuna. Not even a reich again. Said the wrong words. There's a shayla in the Rishayim, whether by Gerushin it's what he says or what he writes in this get. What if he writes in the get the right words, but when he hands it to her, he says, Eini Ishes? How important is what he says? That's a shayla in the Rishayna. He has to say, I recognize the Chalada. We said that in Gittin, that he has to tell her. Again, but he has to tell her. She has to know she's getting a get. So the question is, as long as she knows she's getting a get and the get is written correctly, is that enough? Or does he have to express the words the right way? That's a shayla in the Rishayna.
Where do we see anything about, first of all, really
I'm disappointed.
Where do we see anything that is talking anyhow?
We had it before. If she gave it to her when she's sleeping and she wakes up, it's not good till he tells her up with her small other. We had it in the second.
He could accept it, that's why.
He gave it to her. She doesn't have to accept it.
Meaning she has to get a kid. She has to know.
She does. She wakes up, it's in her hand. Doesn't have to willingly accept it.
I didn't say willingly.
So it doesn't make a difference. She has it. Adam knew. He said it. He gave it in front of Adam.
Say for Kursa, Shubtukim, Irakasavla, or say for Kursa, two words, two things. The bottom line is that that's all that matters. Anything else that he says, or he can dance all he wants, doesn't matter.
Well, in the second, we learned not that way. Mesechtes Gittin, we learned that the woman has to be aware that this sefer is doing the krisis. We learned that Mesechtes Gittin, I can't help it.
Sleeping's a raya.
He told her, Kinsi Star Chayv. Told Adam, I'm giving again to my wife. Told the wife, can you hold this for me? Mishnah says he has to tell her how to tell him. To Machlaikis, does he have to take it back? Does he not have to take it back? But to Machlaikis, I know him. It's clear there.
Stira to what?
Okay. Eni Ishik is also a stira. Right. Don't take him out right to Amarai and Papa Labaya. So a Papa zeroed in on this fact. Remember the Summer Shmuel, you're dying, Shay Machikas having you dying? Is Shmuel saying, this is not clear who he's doing the Kedushin for. Now today, nobody that I know does Kedushin through Shlichus. But in the time of the Gemara, people did Kedushin for Shlichus. They, Reuven used to ask Shimon, go marry this woman for me. And Shimon used to go to the woman and say, Harbu Kedeshes L'Reuven. Now, here, she said Harbu Kedeshes. He didn't finish the sentence to whom. Teretz says, it leans in the direction that he means himself. Not clear. If you hold, you need to die in Mechichas, you need clarity, he would have to say Li. And Shmuel said, Hariat Mekudeshes, without the word Li. We learned in the Mishnah, Maha, somebody says, I am, Harizan Nazir. Maybe he means he wants to fast. Because the Nazir was passing by when he said it. Taimah, the Nazir, Ivar Lufanov. It's only because the Nazir is passing by. Halav Hachiloi. Even though it probably means Nazir more than Tainus, not enough. You need clarity. And for the Gemara, my skin is Amarli. He did say Li. Frank, the Gemara, my Kamashmalon. So what's the Kiddush? If he says Arab Makadash is Li, thank you. We know that works. So what's Shmuel telling us? Zok the Gemara, Lishna Besroy, Kamashmalon. He's teaching us that I am your husband is not good enough. That's what Shmuel is teaching me. Why? By Kedushin, it says he has to take her, not take himself to her. And by divorce, he has to send her out, not send himself out from her. Rashi. Zok to Rashi, Yadayim Shei Mechichos, Beis Yad, a handle, Achizus HaDavar, that holds it. Ava B'Sheina Mechichos, even though it's not clear, Achizas Losh and Gomer, that a handle of a complete language, Yehacha, the Kamer Hariat Mukadeshes for the Kamer Lamani doesn't say to whom. Have a Yadayim. Yomer the Lididei Kacha. And we say he means himself. Aho Eyai will be. Shayidreva Nazar Eva Lufanov. The Vada Eyai Afani Kazer Kamer. Since the Nazar is walking in front of him, he obviously wants to be like the Nazar. Alma Bina Nechacha. You need a Hechacha. Listen to Batsroi. The Kamar, Behu, Enkan Beis Mechush, Bein the Kedushin, Bein the Gerushin. That there's nothing to worry about whether it's Kedushin or whether it's Gerushin. Period. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hariat Ishti. Hariat Arusasi. Hariat Knuyali. You are required to be Mikudashas. Those are good Lashinas of Kedushin. Hariat Shali. If you are mine, Hariat Bashusi, Hariat Skukali, you are bound to me, Mikudashis. So we give you six words that work for Kedushin. Fracting a marvelous Ninukhakulukhada. So why did the Brisa split it into two sets of three? Why didn't the Brisa say all six words and say Mikudashis? Why is the Brisa saying three and then another three? Zagdi Gemara, I'll tell you why. Tana Klas Klas Sheminu Vigersinu. Because when the Brisa, one who learned the Brisa was taught it, he was taught three. Then at a later date, he was taught three. So he memorized the three, then he memorized the other three. So he wrote it, I'm sorry, he taught it the way he learned it. Three and three instead of one sex. No difference. Just the means the way he learned it. Sunday morning in Shiri, he heard three. Monday morning in three Shiri, and another three. So Sunday, a whole day, he chazed those three. And Monday, he chazed the other three. So Tuesday, when he taught it to somebody, he didn't say six. He first said the first three, then said the second three, because that's how he was taught it. That's all.
Nobody says, really, he was taught all six at one time. But guess what? That's me. I can remember six. I can't remember my name. I'm going to teach it three and three. That's not true?
The Gemara doesn't say that, no.
Well, but why is that?
You'll have to write the Gemara lesson, but the Gemara doesn't say that. I guess the Gemara could remember its name. Remember, it was Tarsh Shabbat Pat. And Tarsh Shabbat Pat, they obviously remembered a lot more than I do.
I said Tana Rabbana, doesn't that mean it might have come from two different sources, Brises?
Not usually one Brise is the same source. Especially when there's no Machloikas here. The first three is Maskim, then the second three works. Not like there's a mutually exclusive here.
Teaching that it happened in two events.
It's bothering the Gemara, the one who learned the Brisa, split it into two. What was the purpose of that?
You know, in other words, we gave him a direct quote. In other words, he said it.
We're quoting a direct quote of a Brisa, correct.
But the Brisa wrote it like that.
There's no written.
The Brisa. Okay, so in other words, that's how people told it over and over again.
Correct.
And we just kept
the, then at the end, they wrote it down. But at that point, yes.
The first three are using the Lashon that we're supposed to use, but he made a variant of it. The second three are totally...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why everybody's trying to give the Gemara eight. Like, what's wrong with what the Gemara said? Like, what are you trying to give the Gemara eight? You want to give a better tariff to the Gemara?
No,
have fun.
That question,
what am I supposed to say?
Before the question even started, that's the way I thought.
The Gemara obviously feels he could have said all six together.
Yeah.
Again, you want to give the Gemara eight, you know... Email thegemara.com. I don't know what to tell you.
What's wrong with asking why? It must be that my answer was not true.
Correct, it isn't.
Right, so that's your reason why.
Because they didn't forget, that's why.
But the answer is, what happened to Hare Asani?
Asani is a donkey.
Or whatever, how do you say the wife?
Into. The bride said before said it worked.
But Hare At Ishti, that's really...
That works.
I can't believe it. No. I'm saying, like, what's Hare At Ishti, that's... You say that's the normal way of saying it?
Yes.
Hare At Ishti, no, you say me.
At Ishti, Ishti, my...
Right, right, so that's like...
That's Lee.
You say that's
Lachila. That doesn't say not. Rashi? No Rashi. Oh, Rashi, the Snidu Kachada. Lovingly, the Mishnah Mukadeshas, Mukadeshas, Trace Himni. Okay, now the Gemara is going to have a whole bunch of shilas of words, whether they work or they don't work. So, again, this is language, and again, if anybody has their own opinion of what the Gemara should have said, fine, but let's see what the Gemara does say. Imoilu, Miyuchedas Limahu. What if he says, you were designated to me? But on the other hand, the Torah does use the word of Hayul Basar Echad by marriage. So there is a Miyuchedas means, how does the article translate? We are one? How does he translate the word Miyuchedas?
You are singled out for me. You are singled out for me.
Singled out for me. On one hand, the Torah does use the word one in a unit of marriage. So therefore, yuchedes might be referring to marriage. Or you could say singled out doesn't have to be marriage. Singled out can be my secretary. Rashi miyuchedes, loshim v'hoyu lebasar echad. Second word, miyuedesli. Now by amavriya, the Torah calls marriage yud. But it's not usually used in terms of marriage. It's used by amavriya. Question is, what if a person used it in a regular marriage? Rashi, miyuedes loshim ashaloya adah, he did not marry, which loshim kedushin, but amavriya. As Rasi Mahu, what if he says, you are my helper? The Torah refers to a wife, Esaloi Ezer Kenegdai. The Torah calls a wife an Ezer. So he says to her, you are my Ezer. Could be you're my assistant. It could be you're my wife. How about Negdasi Mahu? The Torah says Kenegdai. I don't know what Aunt Archer says. What? Counterpart. Counterpart can mean different things. Atsurasi Mahu, you're gathered to me. Gathered mean marriage? What does gathered mean? Tsalasi Mahu, you should be my rib. Sigurasi Mahu, you should be
my closed one.
My closed one. Tachti Mahu, you should be under me. Tefesasi Mahu, my grabbed one, I seized one. Lekuchasi Mahu, the one you should be the one I take. So what are these all languages? They could be interpreted as marriage, or maybe not. And the Gemara is asking a language question. When a person uses those words, what do the Adam and the woman hear? It has to be clarity. So, is this used for marriage or not? The Gemara is asking. By the way, this would not influence Pesach today if today the words are used differently. We don't use Hebrew words, so we'll call it not a geyas. So, the Gemara is trying to be the one we can prove. Tanya. The Brisa answers one of the questions. The rest of them we have no answers for, but the Brisa answers one of the questions. Yes?
Is this
no.
Why?
This is better than either it is or it isn't. It's not a shiloh whether it's mechiyach or not mechiyach. Shiloh is what does the word mean? You are singled out by me. Does that mean marriage? You are my aide. So, you're my helper.
So the bottom line is
you are my counterpart.
You said this Russian is a subject
condition? The Gemara says it's a subject condition, correct?
Yes.
No, the Gemara doesn't answer the Shiloh, which means it's a Safek Kedusha.
Before we had this whole thing of Yedayim Ochichos, we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we bring this down now?
I'm trying to figure out what in the world you want.
I mean, most people would think you're under a chuppah, you have a caterer, you have people there, and then you said this.
You have to understand. See, that's very nice and a wonderful. Today, once upon a time, Kedushin was done, nothing under a chuppah, and no, not necessarily people there except two Adam. And the guy walked over to the woman and said, hurry up, look across. And she stands out, she takes out her hand, she didn't even get a ring. She got a dollar. Not a dollar might not be good. A dollar coin. A silver coin worth a dollar. And they did it, and the Konami, that might affect what's going on. But again, we want to know what does that word say.
Where does the Gemara say take?
You see by the two dots, it says Tekum, about 20 lines down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so this is good.
What does it say, Tekum? That Gemara has other things to say beforehand, but it doesn't affect the fact that the Gemara ends up taking them.
All this last group are suspects.
Right.
And then it's going to go further down with more suspects.
Well, let's see what the Gemara is going to do. We'll find out. We don't have to speculate. Rashi. The Rashi, you had this high lashon b'serechem. You had this lashon shlo yodesh lashon kedushim amarviya. As Rashi negdasi lashon esel ezer kenegdai. Rashi is bringing a pasuk to show us that that word is used in marriage. Sigurasi lashon vayiskor basar. When he made chava, it says he closed her up with flesh. So again, it's not referring exactly to the marriage, but it's there when he brought chava to Adam. Atzurasi lashon atzeres etay nesefes imi. Now here, Levias should be gathered to my house. Now here, Rashi brings an other pshat which he doesn't like. Rabbi say amru, Lashon ki isha atzura lanu. Now the pasuk says in Shmuel that they said a woman is. Yeah, that's the question. What does that word atzura lanu mean? So the Rabbeim used that as a point that you see it's referred to marriage. Rashi's claim is, the pasuk there is saying that they told Shmuel that, they told Shaul that a woman is withheld from us. Atsura means withheld there, not marriage. So how could you use that as a basis that it might mean marriage? Look, Rashi was like Nehira, that he atsura mimenu kamar. Dachimeloch amar le'David, Dachimeloch told David, in nishru anarem ach me'isha. The women have, the boys, the lads should keep themselves away from a woman. The David Ahadalei, Isha Atsura Lonu, Vihinu, Vihinu, Tahirim. We're talking about eating Lechem Aponim there. So Achimelech told David, this is Lechem Aponim, it has to be eaten Batara. So you have to stay away from a woman. So David says, we stay away from women. Atsura Lonu, it's stayed away from us.
Carrie, what are we worried about?
Carrie, Thomas Carrie. I mean, living with a woman is Thomas Carrie. So, again, so Rashi says you can't use that pasuk when that pasuk means the exact opposite. Therefore, Rashi says, we're not basing it in a pasuk. We just think that Surah does mean gathering, a teres, gathering. So does that mean gathering to my house or not? So Tosfos saves Rashi's Rebbeim, and he says that what he's saying is, the woman that was with us was before. Kishat Surah Lanu. We were together with women before, no longer. Not Atsura withheld from us now. Atsura is referring to the past. Yes, we had wives, but it's not the gay now. So he learns Atsura as a positive in marriage. Adarabba, that's how he learns Rashi's Rebbeim, learns the Pasuk. Rabbi was telling Achimelech, we had wives, but not now. That's a Titus speaks out. Weiter. Zakti Gemara Weiter. Ibailu. Next Shaila. Charufasi Mahu. What if he says the word charufasi, which I don't know how Archko is going to translate it, but it does make a difference because we find the concept of Shivcha Charufa. Charufa. Now there's a Shaila in Tanoim. What is a Shivcha Charufa? According to one man, the Amar is a chatzi shivcha chatzi mankairin, married to an Eved Ivri. So charufa means marriage. According to another man, the Amar, it's charufa is a non-marriage relationship between an Eved and a shivcha, not an Eved Ivri. A regular shivcha with a regular Eved. So then charufa has nothing to do with marriage, because it's talking about living together without marriage. So the question is charufa a lashon of marriage or not? And if you learn like the Tanit, it says, it's a half and a half married to an Eved Ivri. So charufa means married. And if you learn like the other Tana, charufa does not mean married. So the Shaila is, what do we do with the word charufasi? How does he translate charufasi?
Designated in the, like shipment of
translation. That's the pasuk.
Charufa to an Eved Ivri, they're not really married.
Yes, they are.
You mean she has to give, when he leaves,
he'll have to give her a get. This is a chatzi shivcha chatzi batcheren. This is not a complete shivcha. She's a half a Jewish lady.
But the other one.
That's not a marriage.
That's not a charufa.
No. Dr. Gemara, she came Tashima, the Tanya Aima charufasi mukudeshes. She came be Yehuda, karen la rusa charufa. In Yehuda, that's how they call an arusa, a karufa. And therefore, Taraya, the karufasi means kedushin. Fract the Gemara, Yehuda, have a ruba da alma? Since when is Yehuda in the majority of the world? We're asking a question for Cleveland. And you're asking me, answer me from Yehuda. How does Yehuda prove Cleveland? Or China? And for the Gemara, Elohaki Gemara. Hi, Mecharuva B'Yehuda Mekudeshes. Hi, Mecharuvasi Mekudeshes. Shenema B'Hishiv Chena Krav Eflesh. We're basing it on a pasuk. V'Yayid B'Yehuda La'Kayer La'Rusil Charuva. And also, you should know in Yehuda they do that. Practically, Gemara Yehuda by the Kra. I have a pasuk, so you have to bring me Yehuda. You're telling me it's based on a pasuk. So what do you have to tell me what they do in Yehuda? What, story time? It's not Yehuda's a proof to anything anyway. I have a pasuk and you're bringing me Yehuda? As I say, I can prove you're not walking from a pasuk. And by the way, Rabbi Hirschfeld said it also. I mean, I hate this, no offense, Rabbi Hirschfeld's great person. But you have a pasuk. You have a Shulchan Aruch. You have a pasuk, so what are you bringing me Yehuda? This is called Yehuda by the Kra. It's a term used many times by Mepharshim. Whenever you say something superfluous, after you said something important, you say, Yehuda v'ayid l'kra? You need Yehuda to add to the pasuk? If the pasuk says that I need Yehuda? This is the place where the pasuk says. It's quoted extensively, but it's not, this is where it is.
Isn't Yehuda giving it a different definition than we normally use?
Again, we're basing it in a pasuk.
So the pasuk, we understand it one way, Yehuda understands it differently.
Again, we're basing it in a pasuk. But you can't base it on Yehuda, because Yehuda's not the rest of the world. We're asking a question, somebody says Charuf in China. So you can't prove from Yehuda.
But in Yehuda, it does.
Again, it makes no difference. We're trying to figure out Chat and the Braisa. The Braisa says Charufas is Mukadeshes, because of Yehuda. That doesn't prove Mechuref, that doesn't prove for the rest of the world. The Braisa is talking to everybody.
Does it apply to Yehuda exclusively or
again,
not?
Obviously, the Brice is saying it applies to everybody.
Including Yehuda.
Of course, Yehuda. But it's building it on what they do in Yehuda. You can't build China from Yehuda. The Gemara answered, the Brice is bringing a pasuk. The pasuk is the source. Now, if the pasuk is the source, what are you throwing Yehuda in? Who needs Yehuda if the pasuk is the source? Ashi. The Kashi, who died?
Bottom line is, who says that in one place will help in that place?
I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
Bottom line is,
it says Charufa works everywhere. Somebody asked a question. Do you ever hear people ask questions?
It helps in Yehuda.
That was the Bryce that said.
But now,
I'm not up to the Maskana yet. You're ahead of me. You're smarter than I am. I can't keep up that fast.
If you say that, then we have a real issue. The bottom line is,
everybody's have a what?